For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Helping us now, because I got to say, you are very, very good at tracking all things Jaden Daniels does, is our friend David Harrison from Sports Illustrated and the Locked On Commanders podcast. Dave, what up, dude?
What's up, man? How you doing? Staying cool?
Yeah. I mean, bro, for like we're in Miami in August. Like, it's going to be hot.
We can't complain about this.
Yeah. I think this is better than the weather was last week.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
That was miserable, dude.
Yep. I'd rather be dry and hot than cold or wet or both.
Yeah.
So, from our location, B and I got really good look at Dolphins offense versus Commanders defense. And we got to watch all three levels, you know what I mean? I thought the Commanders starting D looked pretty good.
They did. They did.
Now, that's not to say Miami's not going to get some, because that's how football is. You seemed pretty locked in on Jaden and the offense.
Yep.
Let's start with the tackles. What do we see with the starters?
Yeah, so, I mean, Andrew Wiley back out there with teams, right? So good to see him out there. Didn't get every single rep. You know, Chris Paul got out there. Trent Scott got a little bit of burn as well. So a little bit of a rotation. Big Luke on the left side, exactly, with Brandon Coleman, who, I mean, let's talk about, like, just for a second. Like, I don't know how much of this is his own doing and how much of this is just coaches telling him to do it anyway. But even though he's not going full practice, he's still out there in pads. He's getting work on the side, and he's definitely taking the mental notes. I think that's cool to see the young kid doing it. But, man, I mean, the pass rush was not getting to Jaden as much as it certainly was last week in the joint practice. I did note a couple of practice sacks, you know, in one specific session, the second session of the day. The Dolphins did get a couple of practice sacks from DBs on late developing plays. And you know, that's going to happen from time to time. But your O-line typically was giving Jaden Daniels the time he needed to get the ball out. And that's all you can ask from him.
It's funny what a difference it makes with Luke and Wiley compared to last week in New York against the Jets with Scott and Chris Paul. Like, the offense functioned.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Starters.
Right.
Guys that have done it for a long time. And I think that's all you need. Because, like, I think what people think sometimes is that the guy needs 8 seconds to throw the football.
Mm, yeah.
No, he needs about tops four.
Right, 3 to 4. Yeah.
And if he's just comfortable in that, he can do real well with it. And those guys seem to give him that.
Yeah, absolutely. And even Chris Paul, like, you know, for the struggles that he did have, you know, when he was in there with the first team for the period that he was in there, like, he looked better. He looked improved and, you know, could be kind of, you know, knocking off the rust a little bit. He hasn't done a lot of tackle work since he left college. But, you know, he even looked a little bit more improved. And certainly you could make the argument that maybe Miami doesn't have the pass rush that the Jets do as well. But, you know, give credit to where credit is due. I'm not going to worry about, well, they could have faced this or could have faced that. Like, the bottom line is they're facing who they're facing.
Bam.
And they did well in that matchup.
And I think I saw in the game last week where I saw running backs chipping and things like that, which I believe would be something that's implemented throughout the season. If you need a little help, they can help them.
Right.
You know, because people think that you just put a tackle and just let him block one-on-one all day. Some of the best get help.
Yeah.
I used to chip for Jim Lachey.
Yep.
So other guys going to need help.
That's crazy. if you're listening to us now, we've got David Harrison sitting with us. Tell everybody what your Twitter or X is.
DHarrison82 is my X account.
DHarrison82 is a huge Logan Thomas Ben Sennett fan.
Or was he born in 82?
I'm guessing it was the latter. I'm trying to put us all on the stream. I'm trying to be very flexible with my camera for the stream, folks. I know you charted Jaden. You do seemingly every day.
Yeah.
Run us through the numbers. Run us through the impression. The way B and I thought was he was getting really good work. He also got a lot of work because Mariota didn't go.
Yeah.
And Hartman's not going. It makes me wonder if he's going to get less work Saturday night than we're expecting.
Yeah.
But let's go through today.
Potentially, you know, but unofficially, I haven't scrubbed my notes up. Unofficially, 11 for 16 today, you know, five touchdowns, right? And B. Mitch, you were talking about this before we went up back on the air, but five straight touchdown passes in the red zone session. And to your credit, like the work thing, right? So watching the practices so on, like the last couple of weeks, for the most part, the first team session, Jaden's getting one or two passes. The rest of his run fits routes and doing all that kind of stuff. But this one, I mean, six passes in that red zone set. The very first one was incomplete, but after that, it was Terry McLaurin for a touchdown pass against Kendall Fuller, the old buddy out here in Washington. Back shoulder throw in the inside corner of the end zone to Jamison Crowder, a left corner throw to Luke McCaffrey, and then a slant to Terry McLaurin that, I don't know, my eyes may have been playing tricks on me because I was looking through my binos, but I could have swore the thing deflected off an offensive lineman's helmet. But either way, Terry McLaurin brings that in. And then John Bates, who's getting tight end one reps with Zach Ertz, back home, hopefully waiting on or celebrating some good news in the back part of the end zone. And the best part about that to me is it's touchdowns all over the end zone, right? Because what was the big worry about Jaden is he's out like two or three specific zones he can hit, and after that, it's kind of no man's land.
Did you buy any of that BS? Because
no,
I did not.
Absolutely not.
As a radio program, we did not.
Before he was drafted,
yeah,
you look at some of the stuff in LSU. I saw passes getting caught in the middle of the field.
Right.
What do people say? He don't throw in the middle of the field. What do they mean? He don't throw it 5 yards or 7 yards? Because he threw it 15, 20, 60
right
in the middle of the field. Yep. You gonna lose your mind over somebody doing a dump off in the middle of the field?
Yeah, people get wrapped up about like he didn't do it the most. Like of all the quarterbacks in the draft, he didn't do it the most or more than this guy or more than that guy. But the question is, can he do it? The question isn't how much did he do it in college. I mean, Terry McLaurin didn't run the full route tree at Ohio State as much as some receivers do in their careers, but
it's
like, man, he can.
College football, they got wider hashes. Like everything is different, man. You got to accept that that's just a different.
JP, let's think about it. I didn't catch a punt or a kickoff in college.
Right, dude. And
never did in my life.
And I've been
in my life, 400
of each. 400 of each in the NFL, the only man to ever do it.
But it's also like, I just, the analytical community, whatever you want to call it, I have a real tough time trusting college football analytics.
Right.
When the variance and the delta from week to week and team to team, 1 week Bama's playing LSU and the next week they're playing Murray State. Like, you can't measure that the same. So, Jaden, pretty impressive. I saw he had the pick. Looked like it bounced off Cole Turner's hands. Yep. There were a couple of INTs. But, this practice, ideally, the practice ended with Kendall grabbing one off him, right?
Yeah, a couple of interceptions, his second and his third, actually, in 11 so far this training camp preseason period, which is still impressive when you look at a rookie quarterback only being picked off three times. But then you look at the context behind the interceptions today. The first one, like you said, a seam route, Cole Turner puts the ball on Cole where he can catch the ball to protect the ball from the defender. Defender hits him in the backside, pops the ball loose, goes up in the air. There's three Dolphins defenders there. One of them's coming down with
it. You can just see him celebrating. They were already the sideline was already running up the field as soon as the ball popped up.
Yeah, exactly. And Cole is, he's already, I guarantee he's already told Jaden, that's on me and I've got to bring that in. And then, the second one, Terry slips on the outbreaking route,
right?
And Kendall's just like, if you're just going to gift
money
it to me, I'm going to take it. You know what I mean? So, you could call them not against Jaden Daniels, in the stat box, it's not going to matter. But when you're evaluating the quarterback, both those throws are where you want them. They're on time, and they're exactly where you need them to be for your receiver to have a chance. So, good practice for Jaden Daniels.
And that's what I've seen, what he does 99% of the time. He throws the ball where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, and what definitely doesn't matter is the results of a play in practice on August 15th.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, if anybody's trying to extrapolate or draw anything from that.
Oh, somebody will.
I'm sure.
Somebody
I mean, if you want to extrapolate anything, okay, let's look for the next time Cole Turner gets that ball to bring it in. Let's look for – and Terry, I mean – look, he slipped on the indoor field. It is what it is.
You mentioned a name there I want to circle back to. Jaden connected with Luke McCaffrey on a touchdown. A lot of excitement about Luke. Obviously, the pedigree is outrageous.
Right.
He runs clean routes on air. Like, when we watch him in warm-ups, but when we watch him in individual drills, really impressive. I do think some of the bumps, some of the press, he's got to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's okay for a third-round rookie that made a position change two years ago. Obviously, a lot's being made of this hunt for wide receiver two. And there's this mindset like, well, is that bad for Jahan Dotson? Like, no, he's competing. They want everybody to compete. I also think Zaccheaus has been better than a lot of people were expecting. Diami's been better than what we've seen. What do you make of this receiver group after Terry?
So, Olamide Zaccheaus has really stood out, like you mentioned. And OZ is a guy that, when I was covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers more regularly, I remember him, not having, explosive games necessarily, but he was always just a thorn in the side of the Buccaneers defense. So when OZ went to Philly and then, coming in here, I'm very familiar with Olamide Zaccheaus. So, the types of plays he's making they're not different than what I've seen him do pretty much his entire career. But the consistency with it and the connection with Jaden, that's what's standing out. I think that's really significant. As far as Jahan, if the battle for the second receiver spot is a problem, it's only a problem because Jahan's making it a problem. Like, if he makes it a problem, if he takes that a certain kind of way and lets it impact his practice and his preparation, that's why it's going to be a problem. If he comes out and competes and proves that he's the second best receiver on this team, it's not a problem, right? Yeah. And as far as Luke, like you mentioned it, I actually talked to Luke a little while back, talking about like releases and everything, and he says like that's kind of the most fun that he's having right now in this period, is learning how to stack his release with his stem, how to manipulate the defender better, how to get more creative in doing that, because, you know, in the NFL game, obviously DBs are a lot better and they're going to counter what you're doing a lot easier, and then the inexperience at the position. But, you know, fun trivia fact, Luke McCaffrey, best Washington franchise player to ever come out of Castle Rock, Colorado. It's my hometown, so I just want to give him.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Christian, I told him Christian is the favorite son of Castle Rock, Colorado, but I think Luke might have to take that seat.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.